Oh, Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
Why don't we go ahead and turn to it's on page 22.
There's no electronic page numbers.
Oh, okay. Thank you. This is week two, the outline.
Yeah.
22 in the hardbound book.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you. Why don't we all read this wonderful title?
Yeah.
Amen. Read it strongly.
I
complete
you of God's calling of Moses as the standard model of God's servant.
And why don't we read, all read together Roman numeral 1.
The case of Moses is the best one to illustrate the matter of rejecting the natural strength and ability. No other person in the Bible is as good as Moses in this aspect.
Amen.
And how about we all read Roman numeral 2.
The record of God's calling of Moses is longer than the record of his calling of any other person in the Bible.
Amen.
Moses was the first complete, qualified, and perfected servant of God in history.
Amen.
Because he was the first fully qualified servant of God in the Bible, Moses is the standard model of God's servant, and God's calling of him is the standard for his calling of all his servants.
Amen. And how about the brothers all stand and on day one, read Acts 27:22 and 29-30.
Moses was educated in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and he was powerful in his words and works. And Moses became a sojourner in the land of Midian. And when 40 years had been fulfilled, an angel appeared to him in the wilderness of Mount Sinai in the flame of a thorn bush fire.
How about the sisters all stand and read on day three the verses, just the verses in Exodus.
Amen. And the angel of Jehovah appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the thorn bush.
Amen.
And when he looked, there was the thorn bush burning with fire.
Amen.
Burn out.
Amen.
I'll wait for this great sight.
Amen.
Oh, I see this great sight.
Amen.
So, the question is why? Why is Moses the standard model of God's servant? Mm-hmm. Even today, even this meeting, Lord, we would have a complete view.
Amen.
Complete view of God's calling of Moses.
Amen.
We would see him as a standard model.
Amen.
You know, I just appreciate the reason he's a standard model is because with him, you see how much preparation there was for God to deal with him.
Amen.
So that he would be one not burning by his own strength and ability.
Right.
But he would be one that would be dealt with, and God could come in to be the fire in him.
Amen.
You know, we read the verse in Acts, and it says Moses was educated in all the wisdom of the Egyptians. And so the first 40 years of Moses' life, what was happening with him? He was building up all of his abilities, all of his strength. And so then, one day, one of the Egyptians, remember the story, one of the Egyptians was mistreating another Egyptian. So what did he do? He killed him and he buried him in the sand. So at that point, he was 40 years old when that happened. And that just shows that he was full of confidence. You know, God's purpose was to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt and to bring them into Canaan for his dwelling place. But here it just shows that Moses was full of strength to do it himself. So what happened? That brings into the next 40 years. So what happened is Moses had to flee into the wilderness. And during that time, what happened? God dealt with him. God dealt with his natural strength and ability. In a sense, all that 40 years, God just tore down his strength and ability. You know, I have to appreciate Moses as this one. In a sense, God's whole purpose was put on hold for 40 years.
Amen.
In other words, during that 40 years, the children of Israel, they were crying out to the Lord. They were in bondage. And God's purpose was to take the children of Israel into Canaan. But during that time, nothing happened. What happened? You had Moses going out to the wilderness. What was he doing? God waited for Moses to shepherd sheep. Not even his own sheep. He waited. So Moses was shepherding the sheep of his father, of his father-in-law.
Right.
And so not only that, what happened 40 years? He became 80 years old.
Right.
So in other words, his natural strength and ability, you know, if I was up here at 80, I'd probably have less strength than I do right now at my age, which I won't tell you what that is. But, you know, the point is his strength just went. And it was at this point that God came in. He was in the backside of the wilderness,
right.
Which means he was like in the backside of his circumstances.
Yeah.
One day he just led the sheep around where the mountain of God was, and he saw this great sight. How I appreciate this great sight.
Right.
You know, so this is Moses. Again, God's calling. Where did God call him? He called him out of the thorn bush.
Amen.
And I just appreciate, what a picture.
Amen.
Only God could write the Bible.
Right.
You know, here you see, he says, I must turn aside to see this great sight. What did he see? There was a thorn bush. Not a horse, a great mighty horse or something like that. But it was a thorn bush. And it says, and he turned to see the bush that was not consumed by the fire. And I just really appreciate thorn bush. It has no use. You can't build with a thorn bush. You can't use a thorn bush. So here's one that had been so useful. But this thorn bush had no use. But what he noticed, what was striking, was there was a fire in this thorn bush.
Yeah.
Oh, there was a fire in this thorn bush.
Yeah.
And then none of that. And then this bush was not consumed.
Yeah.
And why was that so meaningful? Because you realize his experience in the wilderness, the Lord had just been taking away his energy. But here was the energy of fire. The fuel was not the bush.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I just really appreciate it. And then at that point, he was 80 years old. So the second period was God just basically putting him aside. And then, at that point, when he was fully put aside, when I'm sure he was discouraged, then God appeared to him. And that was the point when he was ready. Why was he ready? Because he had no confidence in himself.
Amen.
Even the first thing he said, you know, God's going on, I'm going to send you, I'm going to do this. And then he goes, who am I? Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh? You know, I just had no confidence in anything he said.
Amen.
And I just appreciate it. Three verses after he says, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh? You know what Moses said to him?
Mm-hmm.
I am that I am.
Yeah.
That's right. Moses, it's not about who you are.
That's right.
I am that I am.
Amen.
That's the one sending you.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, I just appreciate, even as you prophesy today, or I'm speaking up here,
right.
You know, it's the I, it's
Amen.
The I am.
Amen.
It's not who you are.
Amen.
It's the I am.
Amen.
So I just appreciate, he has this, he says, how will they know that he said, and he goes, so what he does, and I appreciate here, it says, a person who was called by God must have a revelation of who God is. And I enjoy the word have. not just see, but we would have.
Amen.
We would have the I am.
Amen.
And we would enjoy him as the angel sending,
yes,
ascending us.
Amen.
And just that he would be, and we would enjoy him as the one who we have a history with, the God,
amen,
of our Father.
Yeah.
And we would enjoy him as the resurrected one.
Amen.
That's so important. He was the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Yeah.
Because you realize at this point, Moses served in resurrection.
Amen.
Not,
amen,
by his natural strength and ability.
Amen.
And, you know, it's so good. So he has this revelation. He obviously, then he has, he's a person who's called by God, and he knows the purpose of God's calling. Bring the children out and bring the children into the land. And, you know, a lot of this will come out in the sharing. But I just appreciate it. A person who's called by God must know how to deal with Satan, the flesh, and the world.
Amen.
And just briefly, and I mean, you have to share because this really touches us right where we are. And I appreciate, you know, anything, you know remember Moses had this staff.
Yeah.
And then he was his walking staff. He depended upon the staff.
Yeah.
And I appreciate the ministry. And that is, anything we rely on other than God, there's a serpent hiding in it.
Amen.
Whether it's our education,
wow,
whether it's our family,
amen,
whether it's our job,
amen,
anything. So he had to throw it down. I enjoyed the word. It says he recoiled.
Yeah.
It was a serpent. He recoiled.
Yeah.
Because it was just exposed what it was.
Yeah.
And then also the other sign, and these were the signs, not to Pharaoh. These were the signs to God's people,
yeah,
this was a sign of him being a called one.
Yeah.
So the second one is he put his hand, he said, put your hand into your bosom. You know, your bosom, that's your deepest part. You know, that's your bosom, that's pretty deep. I don't know how deep that is, but it's deep.
Yeah.
And he brought it out. It was leprosy. And that just shows, you know, leprosy is just in the Bible indicates sin,
yeah,
and that means in his deepest part, he was the constitution of sin, rottenness, and corruption.
Amen.
So he brought it out, and that's what it was.
Yeah.
So you have a revelation of that, and then the water poured on the ground and turning to blood. That's just a revelation that the world, the life of the world actually is just death.
Amen.
All the enjoyment.
Yeah.
So this is the kind of called one. But I appreciate that what we are here today, we're just thorn bushes.
Amen.
All we are is, all we have we're useful for is poking people. But hallelujah, we're God's sent one.
Amen.
There's a fire in us.
Amen.
Even as we're, and I just appreciate when you're speaking, they realize it's not about who you are.
Right.
It's about I am.
Amen.
I am that I am.
Amen.
So I just encourage all the saints to share this. This is a marvelous speaking.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah for the revelation in God's Word.
Amen.
Hallelujah for the revelation in the book of Exodus. Huh?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, we can see this view of who God is and what God is in this burning bush. And we can also see, Satan is exposed.
Yeah.
The flesh is exposed.
Yeah.
The world is exposed.
Amen.
I really enjoyed, no doubt, this point of the staff, whatever. You know, Moses relied on that staff for so many years of his life. And then God told him to throw it on the, to cast it down.
Yeah.
And when he cast it down, it was revealed what it really was. So what the point is that whatever we rely on in our human lives is just a substitute for Christ.
Amen.
We need to rely on God.
Amen.
Whatever it might be, your good job. You got a good position and oh, this is you. But you know, someday that thing's going to fail.
Amen.
It may be this, it may be that. We all have different things in our lives that we rely on in our human life. But God wants us to rely on Him.
Amen.
We need to have all these, whatever it might be that we rely on, needs to be exposed. And
amen,
see that the serpent is hiding there.
Amen.
The serpent can be hiding in our job or whatever it might be. Everybody's got something. But hallelujah, we can rely on God.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. We don't want to rely on anything. anything that Satan is hiding in.
Amen.
Of course, you got the matter of sin and the world. Somebody's got to share on these points, huh?
Amen.
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 But eventually, our relying on God, we have to rely on the body.
Amen.
That's at the end of this message. We have to rely on one another.
Amen.
Where is God today? He's in my brother Milton.
Amen.
He's in my brother Craig and my brother Don.
Amen.
We have to rely on Christ and the church.
Amen.
We need the brothers and we need Christ.
Amen.
There's nothing else to rely on.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Through this message, I hope that we can relate. What was your journey? How did you get here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Wilson had it all. You know, and probably we had everything we thought we needed. How did we get here? He wandered in the wilderness for 3 years. He lost all his capabilities. You know, but the Lord resurrected him.
Yeah. Amen.
He transformed.
Amen.
He was a speaker.
Yeah.
But he couldn't talk anymore.
Yeah, amen.
Yes, I can't.
Hallelujah.
But he was humble.
Yeah.
He was able to pass his burden to somebody else.
Amen.
That could speak for him.
Amen.
And that's us.
Amen.
It's the same thing. We sit and listen to other speakers. That can speak great.
Yeah.
You know, but we still have to be resurrected.
Amen.
And this is what we can do.
Amen.
By getting the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I was very impressed with the pattern of Moses. There were so many aspects, but in the wilderness, all the time in the wilderness is a picture of us experiencing as believers the cross.
Yeah.
And the cross terminating our natural abilities and I appreciated that he had to go to the backside at the mountain of God. That's where he saw the picture of the thorn bush.
And amen.
That really impressed me, because in Genesis, after the fall of man, thorns were part of the result, part of the curse of the fall now.
Yeah.
Thorns are so, you know, that thorn bush is not a positive, precious, beautiful thing. Really useless. But Moses was impressed that it's a vessel. God can choose whatever, whoever he chooses.
Amen.
Because he's the I am.
Amen.
He's the source. He's the I was just so impressed. I had never seen that before this training, that the thorn bush wasn't consumed because there's no useful fuel there.
Yeah.
Only God is the fuel. And on day one, this sentence about the cross really touched me. The cross, our experience of the cross, always works the divine into the person it deals with, bringing God into him.
Amen.
I'm very thankful for this ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, opening this word of what Moses went through, and we can apply for experience. We don't, what really I enjoy this week are the three signs, the rod turning into a serpent, mm-hmm. and then the hand becoming lepers, mm-hmm. and the water turning to blood. But the point that really helped me was point two, where in the hand becoming lepers. I was reading this word, I just begin to see that I don't have to pretend. Mm-hmm. What I am is just sin.
Right.
What I've done is just sins, you know. Mm-hmm. And we have no way to improve ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Only the Lord can work in us.
Amen.
Only man is the one who is not sin.
Right.
And it was just such a relief that morning when I was reading this part. And sometimes when I come to the Lord, I just kept confessing, it's been round and round and round and round. And sometimes I just forget to, didn't have much time to read the word. And then they'll say, why are you doing that? You are sin. I know that. Why are you confessing me and trying to, you think, going to improve yourself? You know, so it was just so, such a relief to see that we are nothing.
Right.
Unless, even though I know it, but in actual life, you kind of think, maybe I can still make it, you do a little bit of good thing, you try to be a good sister, But it doesn't matter. We cannot pretend.
Right.
And so I just have to stop pretending. Yeah. I can just see what I am by enjoying the Lord.
Amen.
Because whatever we are, it's sin. Only what is the Lord is going to be useful to Him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, I also enjoyed that point. The natural strength and ability are useful if they are dealt with by the cross.
Amen.
And after being dealt with by the cross, then we are in resurrection.
Amen.
Because the cross always works the divine element into us so that we can't be eloquent. We're nothing. And we accept that we're nothing. And that way the Lord can work through us.
Amen.
But being dealt with in eloquence in resurrection is to be full of God.
Amen.
Oh, when I read that, I said, oh Lord, I'm so bad. I am nothing. And you are everything.
Amen.
So in my speaking, Lord, you be my speaking.
Amen.
Oh Lord, deal with me.
Amen.
Oh, after He's dealt with me, then my strength and my eloquence is nothing.
Amen.
And He uses me in resurrection.
Yeah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. I really appreciate in this matter, this is God's calling. And so with God's calling, the called one gets a certain revelation of God. And I really appreciate some of these aspects of God that are revealed to Moses are really awesome. Because they just realize that God needs to do a lot with these called ones.
Yeah.
So what do they need? They need a particular revelation of the person of God. So even the first thing I appreciate is that this is the angel of Jehovah. He didn't just say Jehovah came, but the angel.
Right.
And I just looking through a little bit of the Old Testament, this matter of the angel of Jehovah is very wonderful.
Yeah.
Because God sends one. When especially at times of discouragement, especially at a time when the children of Israel were in bondage, or like, for example, when they were under captivity from the Midianites, or they were trying to rebuild and they were coming back from captivity, again and again, the angel of Jehovah shows up. Hallelujah, He shows up.
Amen.
In a time of discouragement, in a time of when there was a need for rescue. Who comes? The angel of Jehovah comes as the sent one.
Amen.
So the sent one comes. Because now who's the sent one? It's Christ.
Amen.
Christ is the only one that's qualified to be sent by God.
Amen.
But now, as the sent one, now he's not just qualified to be sent, but he's qualified to send.
Amen.
So the sent one becomes the sender.
Yeah.
So the angel of Jehovah, as the messenger of God, comes as the sent one, and then he sends some, commissions some, and then goes with them as the sent one.
Amen.
And so I really appreciate it. And there's a little example that just says that if you're the boss and you've done every person's job, you know how to help people do their job, or you can enter into their job, or you can put people in that position. So the Lord, He's done it all.
Amen.
He's fully qualified to help anybody in any position.
Amen.
He's the best boss in the universe because He knows exactly what to do. In fact, He wants to do it in you, through you, with you, and by you.
Yeah.
So I appreciate this. Even this matter of the angel Jehovah is awesome. The Lord wants to send us, but we have to enjoy Him as the sent one.
Amen.
And as the sent one, He sends us.
Amen.
So I really appreciate. But then as you look through this matter of these ones that have been sent, there was a willingness.
Yeah.
So on His side, he comes and He calls. He reveals Himself as the angel, as the I am. But then on our side, all there needs to be is a willingness.
Mm-hmm.
And I really appreciate this phrase that came up a number of times in different ones' cases. Here I am.
Amen.
Very, very simple response. Lord, here I am. Even there's a wonderful prayer at the end of this morning revival. Says, here I am. Not ready to do something.
Right.
But ready. I forget the rest of it, but I just remember that part. Not ready to do something.
Amen.
We're here, not so much to do something, but just to let the Lord soak us,
Amen.
Saturate us, to just totally mingle with us and go with us to do whatever is on His heart.
Amen.
I really appreciate it. There's the revelation of God on His side, and there's a willingness
Amen.
On our side. But I really like what Isaiah said. Here I am, send me!
Amen! Amen.
That's a wonderful response. I hope we all have this response after touching this kind of ministry. Here I am, send me!
Amen!
Here I am, send me!
Moses was so talented, but Moses was created by God, and when he didn't even know God or anything else, he got so talented that Lord was giving him the ability to get to know all these things. But then he doesn't want us to be doing that, and if we go to the church, like if he went to the church and he did something better than anybody else, he had to let somebody else that the Lord was doing, had to let somebody else do this and this and this. What I'm saying is that if I was so struck by the hymn that Brother Lee wrote, and for the serve and work within the body.
Amen.
Independently.
Amen. And
I just That's see right. that yes, he had good talent and everything else, but he had to do it not in his own, but for the Lord.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I appreciate that Moses realized that he was not capable.
Yeah.
He could not do what God was asking him to do.
Yes.
And he needed help.
Yeah.
I just really appreciate that. He needed help.
Amen.
He got the male help and he got the female help.
Yeah.
And like Gino said earlier, we need the body.
Amen.
There's nothing we can do alone.
Amen.
We need the Lord and we need the body.
Amen.
We build each other up. I just appreciate the female help was cutting help. We need to be cut.
Amen.
Like Paul shared, we poke each other.
Yeah.
Well, that's cutting.
Yeah.
And we need to be cut
so
that the Lord can grow in us.
Amen.
And gain us more and more each day. So
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We need help.
Amen.
We need the male help and the female help.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I praise the Lord from the book of Exodus. I enjoyed every point in this week, but the 38th brother shared the first one. Said, and the angel, Exodus 3, the third day, and the angel of Jehovah appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the thorn bush.
Yeah.
And when he looked, there was the thorn bush. Burning with fire.
Amen.
But the thorn bush was not consumed. I enjoyed about the divine fire in the thorn bush. And the Lord, when I read the life study, many years ago I read the life study of the Exodus, but I forgot. And I didn't know, but this time when I'm reading life study of Exodus, I saw something new, that the thorn bush is us.
Amen.
And the fire is the God himself.
Amen.
So I enjoyed it. Thorn bush. And then I went to Genesis 3 from 17 to 18, that after the fall of Adam, God cursed the ground. And not only ground, of course, including us.
Amen.
We are all cursed. And we became thorns. Only
Amen.
Thorns, nothing
yeah.
good. As Paul said, in me, as I in my flesh, there's nothing good.
That's right.
Just to be burned.
Yeah.
But how come this sight, wonderful yeah. sight, the fire is in the thorn bush, but the thorn bush doesn't consume.
Amen.
And I said, Lord Jesus, I want to know why it's not consumed. But thank God for the life study interpretation. It's very clear. That says, God doesn't want to consume us.
Amen.
He wants to consume
Amen.
With this fire our natural
right.
being.
Amen.
Everything
Amen.
In us that after the fall.
Amen.
Our strength, our nature, Amen. Our good things, our bad things, whatever it is. God doesn't want it and reject it.
Amen.
Especially when we want to serve the Lord, we don't need anything from this nature, fallen nature.
Amen.
But God wants. And that is the negative side, but God wants to strengthen us with His divine and resurrection life.
Amen.
So
Amen.
It turns, we are whatever we do in resurrection life,
Amen.
Not in our natural life.
Amen.
So I enjoyed that we need this burning spirit,
Amen.
Which sanctifies us.
Amen.
It is sanctified the spirit in us. Therefore, Paul said to the Timothy, fan the flame. It means the fire in us. We need always to fan the flame.
Amen.
In order to be sanctified, because God is holy, He needs us to be sanctified.
Yes.
He doesn't need anything from us, from natural.
Amen.
And in the same time, He cleans us, purifies us in the same fire.
Amen.
And praise the Lord for this sight.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's great to say.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. I had the same experience as Sister Ruth. In my thinking, I always thought that the thorn bush was God Himself. I really appreciate reading through this again this week, that God is the fire, but we are the thorn bush.
Amen.
I just want to read the verses. Exodus 3, 2 and 3. It says, the angel of Jehovah appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the thorn bush.
Amen.
And when he looked, there was the thorn bush burning with fire, but the thorn bush was not consumed.
Amen.
And Moses said, I must turn aside now and see this great sight. Why the thorn bush does not burn up.
Amen.
And I enjoyed the outline in day 3. It says, everyone who is called by God must realize that he is a redeemed thorn bush,
Amen.
A redeemed sinner who was under God's curse, with a fire burning within him, and that this fire is the triune God Himself as the God of resurrection.
Amen.
And he says that the fact that the thorn bush burned without being consumed indicates that God does not want us to use our natural life as fuel. He will burn only with Himself as a fuel.
Amen.
And later he talks about, you know, not having strange fires. So I really enjoyed that, especially in the ministry, that we have this revelation that the Lord wants to work with inside of us. He's a fire burning within us.
Amen.
And I just wanted to give a little testimony. I met somebody recently, some saints that used to be in the church life. And on one hand, I thought, I can argue with them, say, why didn't you leave the church like this and that? But on the other hand, I just thought, I just don't have a desire to do that. But just to pray for them, and when I met them, I just realized that their experience of the Lord, their like release of the Spirit, was not so much. And I felt so sad. I thought, certain ones that they left this ministry, they're missing out on the triune God burning within them.
Right?
I just compare when I come to the church life and the church meetings. I see so many saints, you know, get up, they enjoy the Lord, they release their spirit in the meeting, and they enjoy this triune God burning with the thorn bush.
Amen.
I just enjoy it in the church life. We're just like this thorn bush, but we have this fire burning within us.
Amen.
And so when I had this experience of meeting these saints, all I could do was just pray for them.
Amen.
Lord, bring them back under your ministry.
Amen.
This ministry is a triune God.
Amen.
It's a triune God burning within us.
Amen.
Day one day, we all shall reach the point where we consider ourselves good on earth.
Amen.
Everyone called by the Lord must pass through a period of time in which he loses his confidence, realizes his inability, and considers himself good on earth.
Amen.
After I read that, I know, Lord. But
yeah.
Paul said in Corinthians, I die daily.
Amen.
We need to enjoy the Lord one day at a time.
Yeah.
And we need to die to ourselves.
Amen.
One day at a time.
Amen.
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 We need to enjoy the Lord one day at a time.
Amen.
I'd like to share something further about the burning thorn bush. In the week, in day 3, he says, and Moses said, I must turn aside now and see this great sight. Mm-hmm. Why the thorn bush does not burn up.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You know, this is a great sight. A burning thorn bush, but it's not consumed.
Amen.
It's not exhausted, not being exhausted. Because it's not us who is burning in that thorn bush. It's God. The divine fire of God is burning in us.
Amen. Amen.
So that we can be we call that we can be used for his build up for his dwelling place. So this thorn bush that doesn't really related to myself only, It's for the church. The thorn bush is the burning thorn bush is referring to the church. And he says that the vision of the bush, the birds without being consumed, should be stamped upon our being. So when we touch the word of the Lord of God or the service of the church, we shall be reminded that we are nothing
Amen.
More than a burning thorn bush.
Amen.
And the day is coming when we shall realize this. Then I went to the footnote of Exodus 3:3. Says something about further something about the burning thorn bush that it refers to the church. This, here it says, according to Deuteronomy 33:16, the thorn bush was God's dwelling place.
Amen.
Since God's corporate people are His actual dwelling place, this implies that the thorn bush refers also to God's redeemed people as a corporate entity.
Yes.
Every tabernacle, a symbol of the children of Israel as God's dwelling place, was built up. At night, the cloud of God's glory upon it had the appearance of fire. The fire burning upon the tabernacle signified that the people of Israel were corporate burning thorn bush.
Amen.
The church's God's dwelling place is also a burning thorn bush.
Amen.
The tribe that burning within and upon a redeemed humanity. And through the burning of the holy divine fire, the ones who cursed and redeemed thorn bush is transformed to be God's dwelling place.
Amen.
This is God's economy.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We're God's corporate thorn bush.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The triune God is burning in us.
Amen.
You know, I really enjoy this vision of God's calling of Moses. Being the standard pattern.
Amen.
At the same time, you know, you see, God is revealing to Moses everything that Moses is in his natural being is absolutely, utterly, completely useless
Amen.
For God. God had a problem. He wanted negatively to deliver his children of Israel out of the tyranny and slavery of Egypt.
Right.
Signifies Satan in the world. And positively, he wanted to bring them into himself, into the all-inclusive Christ,
Amen.
Into the enjoyment of Christ,
Amen.
The building up of his dwelling place on earth.
Amen.
And he needed a vessel. He needed a vessel through which to do this. And that would be Moses. And this is the calling of Moses. Only such a one could ever help God's people to be delivered
Amen.
Out of the tyranny of Satan's slavery in the world.
Amen.
Only someone like this could bring God's people into the all-inclusive Christ.
Amen.
And the Lord needs all of us to see the vision and answer the Lord's call. And what I like so much is that this vision, on one hand, is so exposing to all of us, whatever we are. Whatever we can rely on is absolutely, utterly, completely worthless to God for His eternal purpose. But on the other hand, I like that it reveals Himself to us
Amen.
At the same time.
Amen.
You know, that is the marvelous thing, that while He's calling Moses and revealing what He's not, He's saying, I am.
Amen.
I am.
Amen.
He's revealing to Himself as the God of resurrection.
Amen.
So all we need to do is just enjoy the putting to death
Amen.
And it received the killing Amen. Of the cross to what we are.
Amen.
If we would just say Amen.
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 Amen, Lord, put Amen. That to death.
Amen.
Well, right away, this fire just moves right into us.
Amen.
We're just the thorn bush.
Amen.
We're just the redeemed
Amen.
One. We're the redeemed one who was cursed.
Amen.
Yet we're the place of God's dwelling.
Amen.
The very triune God Himself, the God of resurrection, moves Himself into us.
Amen.
And then He can do what He wants to do
Amen.
To help the other saints
Amen.
Get out of the world.
Amen.
And be brought into Himself.
Amen.
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 Last week I was very touched by the sharing in the meeting that Exodus is less a book of the story of the leaving of the children of Israel exiting from Egypt, as it is about the children of Israel learning to become God's dwelling place.
Amen.
Right? They became God's dwelling place on the earth.
Amen.
Because of course, represented by the tabernacle.
Amen.
And then this week, I really didn't have a lot of time to get into the material. But I was in Psalm 90. And Psalm 90 says, something about, oh Lord, you have been our dwelling place for all generations.
Amen.
You have been our dwelling place.
Amen.
So there's two things going on. One is the children become God's dwelling place,
Amen.
And then also the dwelling place, the children are where God's dwelling.
Amen.
And I just realized the rest of the psalm talks about numbering our days and man's days being 70 or 80 years,
yeah.
And you realize that Moses had spent 40 years getting his character built up,
yeah.
Right, being educated in the world's ways and becoming capable. And then the next 40 years were used by God for him to realize his capability meant nothing.
Amen.
And then the final 40 years were really used by God to he was very useful.
Yeah. Amen.
He was useful in the final years because he had been built up, he had been torn down,
Amen.
And he had been, his work could therefore be in resurrection.
Amen.
And I just realized that, you know, at the end, Moses, of course, during those years, he got exposed to God, his face shone, right? He got to know God's ways, not just his works.
Amen.
In fact, in the very end, he asked to see God. But of course, God knew that he couldn't do that, right?
Amen.
So God provided a special way for him to gain something.
Amen.
Right? But I mean, as you realize,
Amen.
Isn't that our desire?
Yeah.
Right? You know, if you haven't been... anyway, with the children, our desire is that we would build up in them something of character.
Yeah.
Right? And then, at the right time, they would receive the Lord.
Amen.
And in their receiving of the Lord...
Yeah.
Then the Lord, we just have to turn them over to the Lord's sanctifying work,
Amen.
His transforming work, his conforming
Amen.
Work,
Amen.
And then, of course, they still has to do with cooperation, how useful they could be to the Lord,
yeah.
right? But it's all going to be based upon how much time they spend before the Lord,
Amen.
How much time we spend before the Lord,
Amen.
Right? Day by day, and how much we're going to be touched by what the Lord does.
Amen. Amen.
Now let's read some of the verses again. Day 3, about this great sight. Day 3, Exodus 3, verses 2 and 3.
And the angel of Jehovah appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the thorn bush. And when he looked, there was the thorn bush burning with fire, but the thorn bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I must turn aside now and see this great sight. Why the thorn bush does not burn up?
Well, so do not be slothful in zeal.
Amen. But be burning in spirit. Amen. Serving the Lord.
Amen. Let's read on day 4 also. Revelation of who God is.
Amen.
Amen.
And God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. And God also said to Moses, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, Jehovah, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial from generation to generation.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, even if people want to read just a line, at least a line, a verse,
it's
good. Amen.
There's no point in pretending or performing.
Amen.
We can only be what we are.
Amen.
If you are like Moses, Samaria the Egyptians, then that is where you are.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
The calling of Moses lays a model for us who serves God.
Amen.
And I said, oh, I cannot be like Moses, educated, with so high, and then, but his calling was special, but it lays a model for us because we are the called ones. We want to serve Him. We want to function. We want to work for God, and we want to use this one talent that is gifted to us. Then, so we need this model, this practice for us to how to serve, and we have to learn. To learn to serve God not in our own natural way, not in our but let Him be the great I am. Let Him. We have to, amen. To learn to just trust Him. To help Him lead us,
amen.
So that our service would not be a deadness to others,
amen.
But
yeah.
Be living.
Amen.
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 I appreciate there's a difference between individual redeemed from bush and the corporate from bush.
Yeah.
So I remember when the brother was giving the message, he said that every Christian will enter into the church like twice.
Amen.
The first time,
that's right.
Is after we're baptized or saved and baptized, that's just we enter by ourselves. We haven't met many saints. We haven't been built up with the saints yet. But through some time, as we we meet with the saints, we're more built up with the saints, then there's the corporate throne bush, and that's the second time we enter the church life.
Yeah.
And then I was just talking to my dad, he actually doesn't know I'm still meeting. He's like kind of happy that he thought I already left the church, but he was still asking me also, can't you just be at home and read your Bible by yourself? Why do you have to go meet with these people? Yeah, it's kind of true. Like, yeah, I can go home and read my Bible by myself and even memorize the whole Bible, all the verses. But then that I'll be just individual by myself.
Right.
Then if every Christian thinks that way,
yeah.
Then God can God cannot gain His corporate throne bush.
Amen.
Then He can gain His dwelling
place. Amen.
So, it was kind of hard to the Lord really touched me that I should really take Him as the field.
Yeah.
And I can't take anything else as a source.
Amen.
To serve Him with burning our own natural ability. That's like introducing a strange fat fire.
Yeah.
And it's just going to make us exhausted.
Yeah.
I used to always find comfort from my parents and my friends. But now I realize it just makes me more exhausted every time I talk to parents. Because they'll try to get me out of the church. But I just appreciate that I'm still meeting with the saints.
Amen.
It's just sticking in the Lord's word.
Yeah. Amen.
And the saints, corporate throne bush.
Amen.
I think God is the only few.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So you can see here that the church is the corporate thorn bush.
Amen.
That we can see that this thorn bush is burning with the God in resurrection.
Amen.
So we can experience this thorn bush within the body.
Amen.
So in our daily living, we enjoy the Lord. We call it on the name of the Lord. We read the morning revival. We need the Bible, but we need the corporate thorn bush, because this is the heart desire of the Lord.
Amen.
We need the Lord needs the corporate thorn bush to become His expression.
Amen.
So this is the God's ultimate goal to
to be a thing, a dwelling place, to build up his habitation.
Amen.
The biggest thing for me with Moses and the ministry, like what Milton said, as parents, we instill for as many years as we do. But the danger is that we don't let them go, our kids. We've already done all the planting and the sowing. You know, it's time for us to get into the battle woods.
Amen.
Like Moses. That's the banner. But also, we still have to be a banner in our living, in our choices. It's very hard to let go of the ones we love.
Amen.
You know, you work on them, but you got to let them go.
Amen.
Because they have to get the experience.
Amen.
Like this sister says.
Amen.
You know, without the body, we only have one tunnel vision.
Mm-hmm.
We only see that much.
Mm-hmm.
But with the body, our vision grows.
Amen.
And then we make choices.
Amen.
Just like paradise. The body is our parents now.
Amen.
All of us, no matter what our age is, this is our parents now.
Amen.
Everybody here is my parent.
Amen.
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 So we got to remember that. The pattern is important.
Amen.
The Lord gave Moses the gifts, but he took them away.
Amen.
And gave him new gifts, new vision.
Amen.
And that's us.
Amen.
Amen.
She feels disloyal. LJ. But she's in that place now.
Amen.
She's got to make her choices.
Amen.
I loved her, but I got to do this. It's a hard choice. Grow in her, Lord.
Amen.
Give her your peace.
Amen.
Roman number 6 says, a person who is called by God must know how to deal with Satan, the flesh, and the world.
Amen.
I was reading the note on one of the verses. It says, Satan is against Christ, the flesh is against the Spirit, and the world is against the Father.
Amen.
So how do we deal with the world, with Satan, and the flesh?
Amen.
Simply by enjoying the triune God.
Amen.
So we got to enjoy the Father, the Son,
Amen.
And the Spirit.
Amen.
This is how we deal with the flesh,
Amen.
The world, and Satan.
Amen.
We got to enjoy.
Amen.
That's right. Enjoy.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes.
We enjoy.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for the enjoyment this week.
Amen.
You know, when we come to Exodus, or really when we come to any part of the Bible, we need a view of God's purpose.
Amen.
Without knowing God's purpose, it's hard to grasp what is in the Bible.
Yes.
But God is going somewhere.
Yeah, amen.
And He's taking us with Him.
Amen.
And when we see that, then the Bible becomes clear.
Amen.
You know, sometimes all we're looking for is, I want to get out of Egypt because it's a hard place and I'd like to go somewhere easier.
Yeah.
I'd like my situation to get a little better, my health to get a little better, my finances to improve a little. I'd like to get away from the troublesome person I work with. As long as I get somewhere else, I'm happy.
Yeah.
But that is not God's purpose.
Amen.
God's purpose is to get us into Christ.
Amen.
Let's turn to day 5 and read Exodus 3:8.
And I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land to a good and spacious land. To a land flowing with milk and honey.
Amen.
This land is a picture of Christ.
Amen.
Christ is good.
Amen.
Christ is spacious.
Amen.
Christ is flowing with milk and honey.
Amen.
This is where God wants to bring us.
Amen.
God's salvation is not to change circumstances.
but it's to bring us from living ourselves to living Christ.
Amen.
This is why we see with 40 years, God had to let Moses lose lots of his natural. Lose his natural confidence. Where he said, I can't do that. I'm not the right one. I can't speak. Rather than being somebody 40 years earlier who not only had the natural ability, but was so confident. Yeah, I can do that. I don't need the Lord. I can do it. I know how to do it. I've done it before. I've gotten an award for doing it. The Lord has to bring us through circumstances to where we don't have the natural confidence anymore.
Amen.
We do need the education. You know, Micah, go ahead with your education. Get it.
Yeah.
But don't depend on it.
Amen.
Depend on the Lord.
Amen.
Arlene and or Luis, get your education.
Amen.
But depend on the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord is in you.
Amen.
We are each a thorn bush.
Amen.
One end we need to see the thorns. So we realize, I'm no good, I'm a thorn bush. If I get too close, I'm going to poke somebody. We need that view. But we also need the view of the fire.
Amen.
Moses wanted to see this great sight.
Amen.
What is the great sight? Well, a thorn bush in the desert is not a great sight. Very commonplace. You know, tumbleweeds up in the hills here. So what?
Yeah.
See a lot of them.
Yeah.
To see them burning was probably not all that unusual. But to see it burn and not be consumed, to see it burn for more than 1 minute, that was a great sight.
Amen.
What is this? This is God mingled with man.
Amen.
Oh, we're here,
Amen.
We're burning.
Amen.
But not with ourselves.
Amen.
We are burning with the Lord.
Amen.
Burning in spirit, serving the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, we are serving the Lord. We are doing something for Him by burning in spirit.
Amen.
So this requires His revelation. It also requires our response.
Amen.
Revelation and response.
Amen.
We're not responsible for the revelation. That's His doing.
Amen.
We are responsible to respond.
Amen.
To say amen to Him.
Amen.
Even to pray, Lord, work in me.
Amen.
Lord, burn in me.
Amen.
To pray whatever kind of simple prayers.
Yeah.
Lord, burn in my spirit.
Amen.
Lord, show me the thorns.
Amen.
And show me the flame also.
Amen.
Lord, I want to see this great sight.
Amen.
So, this is what we need, is to respond.
Amen.
You know, Moses, let's see, where's, turn aside. Moses said, I must turn aside now and see this great sight.
Amen.
He responded. May we also respond day by day.
Amen.